Cytosine, adenine, quinine. No, no, that's uracil. Adenine, cytosine, quinine.
Well, now, isn't this a pretty sight? Standing here chatting to yourself like some hippy-dippy Hare Krishna. The only thing missing is the ponytail and the tambourine.
Mr. Gaines, I'm getting ready for a chemistry exam.
Well, stop thinking chemistry and start thinking vittles.
Okay, fill her up with coffee, please. Whatever plots been sitting in the lungs. Well, I have a paper and I would like some caffeine. Now, please.
Oh, Freddy. And loose.
What happened to you?
Colonel Taylor's math exam. 3 hours of uninterrupted mental effort. I never think again, it'll be too soon.
It's over. Yes, it is over.
I just took my last final exam ever in finance, and my A plus will send my grade curve into orbit, baby. Thank you, Jesus. I love life.
Thank you, Lala Falana. Must you inflict your joy on us?
Yes.
Hey, Bob, I have big news.
Actually, Dwayne has big news. Shall I tell him? Yeah, you go ahead. I don't want to brag on myself. My partner, because of his 3.999 GPA and all-around business as a student, is being inducted into the highest of honor societies, Phi Beta Kappa!
So this means we finally get to meet your parents.
The other people responsible for your Phi Beta footwork.
Nah, my parents can't make it down. They can't get time off work.
Oh. But we will celebrate in a manner befitting the dignity of the occasion with a Ron Johnson Super Beach Freak Fest at my apartment. Bring your own bathing suits.
Right. Or don't.
Julian!
Should I take that as a no?
Hey, beautiful.
Thanks, sweetie.
You look delicious. Gotta go. How about lunch tomorrow?
Okay.
12:30 at Luna Di Capri.
Well, that's kind of early, Julian. I have to study for my last exam on
Friday. I can't make it any other time.
12:30's fine.
Good. There's something important I want to talk to you about. Something I want to ask you.
Something important?
Yes.
Did you want to ace me?
Yes. Ciao, Bella. See you tomorrow?
I'll be there.
Okay.
Something important that he wants to ask me. Oh, my goodness. I have to wear my hot pink with the shoulders down. Oh, the shoulder bra or whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Another one of them talking to this thing. What is it about this time of the year that turns these children into babbling fools?
Ron! So Ron, there's a girl on our couch.
Is she naked?
Yowza! How did I miss her last night? Hey, I'm coming. Yeah.
Good morning, Chipmunk.
Mom! Mom! I thought you and Dad couldn't come.
He couldn't come, but I wasn't about to miss my Phi Beta baby. Didn't I tell you you'd always run rings around Einstein?
Yes, ma'am.
I was right. Wasn't I right?
You were right.
I know it. Child, the whole congregation is talking about you.
Oh, no. How did they find out?
It wasn't my fault. That reverend, he decided to make an announcement.
Mom, you told the whole world.
I didn't tell nobody, but guess what?
What?
Yolanda DuBois came running up to me after the service saying that I should hook you up with her daughter, Brenda Sue, that little thing that's skinny as a pipe cleaner, and she thinks she can sing. She can't sing. Honey, you don't need her.
Mama, I want you to meet my roommate. This is Ron Johnson.
How you doing, Ms. Wayne?
No handshakes here, baby. You got to give me a hug because I know too much about you. Lord, look at this place. I didn't know anything about this. This is a double what? I don't know. And what is this, a local go-go club over here? What is this?
How did she get in here?
She must have came in with the tie. Huh? Is this a new friend of yours, Chipmunk?
Mom, this is not as bad as it looks. I don't even know this one here.
I'll find out. Miss Thing, Miss Girl. Miss Thing. Little Miss Girl, wake up. Hi. I'm Mrs. Wayne. You're in my son's house. His name is Dwayne. So go back to sleep, because you look mighty tired. Look like you're going to be up. Get
up,
because I know she's cold. Look at it. She looks like she's freezing.
Mrs. Wayne, I don't want you to think because it is scantily clad, stacked, stranger, that our apartment is a den of wildness.
I would never think that, Ron, out of this place. Mm.
Mama, would you bring me to eat?
Your favorite, honey.
Gobbler, yes!
You got that right.
Gobbler.
Yes, honey, you'll love it. It's my favorite recipe. Mm-hmm. Oh. I want to give Ron a big portion.
Oh, no, ma'am. I'm not a big breakfast man.
Nonsense, honey. You got to eat breakfast. It'll make you good. Now, look at you, honey. What happened to your little legs? You done lost your appetite or something?
Oh, Mom.
What woman took your appetite?
Mom, please.
You better tell me who it is. I got 3 days, honey. You better not lie to me, because you know I don't play that.
Give me some.
Here, eat some of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me the truth on the whip.
Oh, Mom.
Here she is. Ooh. Fatal beauty.
Julian is a dead man.
Kim, prepare to be a bridesmaid.
For whom?
For me. Julian may pop the question today.
I didn't know you two were that serious.
Me neither, till yesterday. Oh, I gotta go.
Wait, tell me about this.
No, I can't. Julian could be on his knees at this very moment. I can't keep him waiting.
Quickly.
Colonel Taylor, I'd like you to meet my mother. Mom, this is the man who made me the math giant I am today.
Well, I'm glad to see that Phi Beta Kappa hasn't gone to your head.
Colonel.
Mrs. Way, I want you to know that it has been an honor and a pleasure to teach your son.
I know.
Please have a seat. Join me. Do you know that he's got one of the most brilliant and imaginative mathematical minds that I have ever encountered?
I know. When I was going to school to become an accountant,
oh, Mom, please,
I used
not
to
the,
take
not
little chipmunk with me. He was only 3 years
Mom,
old.
Six
years. Shut up, boy. Let me finish the story.
Will you hush?
Anyway, he had the cutest little face.
Uh-huh.
He wore these big Coke bottle glasses.
Uh-huh.
And he had two big old buck teeth like this.
Then the chipmunk!
Yes, we have to talk about it. Now, the first time we did something on the balance sheet on the board,
right.
Chipmunk yelled out, "You missed the number!" And guess what? He was right. And from then on, the teacher had him check all the figures. From then on, yes,
Mom, it only happened one time.
Honey, be quiet. It happened every week. I ought to know I'm the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just be quiet. He thinks I exaggerate. I don't have to exaggerate, boy. You're just smart.
Okay,
you just got it like that.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
I think it's time for us, Mom. We're going to make the move now.
Okay.
Already.
Lovely talking to you, Colonel.
Well, the pleasure has been all mine.
I know it was.
Somebody I want you to meet.
Ooh, that must be Whitney.
Oh, Mom. Kimberly, this is my mom.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wayne.
Oh, you're so pretty. Isn't she so?
Yes, Mom.
Look at those pretty white teeth.
Oh. You must be so proud of your son.
I am, and tonight I'm having a party for him at 8 o'clock at his apartment. Could you come?
I'd love to.
Please do.
You still here? You got a chemistry exam. Now, if you're going to be my doctor, you got to get straight A's. Now, get.
Thank you. I'll see you later, Mrs. Wayne.
Okay, see you tonight. Pre-med shit, Mom. You better hold on.
Mom?
Baby, you better do the right thing.
Mom, shh. Mr. Gaines.
Uh-huh.
This is my mother. This is Mr. Gaines, the man in charge of the pit.
Oh, well, Mrs. Wayne, I'm delighted.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah. Said, did anybody ever tell you that you look like that girl singer, Patti Lullabelle? The one that sings that Voulez-vous Crochet?
Nobody ever told me that, but thank you anyway. Yes, that's a compliment, but anyway, I'm giving my son a dinner tonight at his place, okay?
Oh!
Be there tonight, okay?
Oh, I'd be happy to!
Oh,
yeah! Take care of your mama now.
Mom, I only wanted it to be a few people.
It's not my fault everybody wants to celebrate your Phi Beta Kappa.
Oh, Mom.
Let me wait, that fine colonel, I gotta go and invite him.
Mom!
What?
Take it easy.
No, oh, no, what else I want to do? The president of the college?
No,
you think
no.
She might want to
no, come? No, she won't.
She needs to come. I saw Miss Thing's picture. She looks like she could use a lot of my prune cobbler. Let me
call.
Ah, the Isle of Capri. I would love to go back there without my mama. Maybe a honeymoon, something like that. How about you?
I don't know. I've never traveled with your mama.
Julian, when you gonna ask me what you gonna ask me?
Now, Whitley.
Yes?
Will you pass me the Parmesan?
No!
Okay. I want you to spend the summer with me in D.C.
You may live with you.
Yes.
Just live with you.
Yes, I don't want to spend the summer without you.
I just want to be with you.
Me too?
More than anything. We'd have a wonderful time. I mean, I'd wake you up with fresh coffee, hot croissants, foot massages.
Yes. No, I can't go to D.C. this summer. I have that internship with E.H. Wright, remember?
E.H. Wright is here in town. You can work for them next semester. Besides, I can find you some kind of office job at Pan Africa.
Oh, no, Julian. I already accepted that job. It's kind of unprofessional not to show up.
Sweetheart, before you join the corporate world, I'd love to see you get some real life experience. I mean, learn how to make it without the credit cards, Gucci pumps, Cartier watch.
Why?
Because you're a little sheltered and out of touch.
Out of touch with what?
The community, the way most people live.
I'm not most people, Julian. Neither are you, Mr. X Dover Prep School. Summer's on the vineyard.
I'm talking about developing your survival skills. Honey, you can't even walk through certain areas of the town without thinking you're going to be attacked.
Oh, please.
Remember that time you took the bus?
Julian, why don't you just ship me off to the Peace Corps?
Because I would miss you too much.
Oh. Then why don't you spend the summer here, Virginia?
Whitley, my job at Pan Africa is critical to my future in the diplomatic corps.
And my job is critical to my career as a corporate art buyer, manning a stamp sponge in some Pan African office. Looking like a Mother Teresa wannabe is not. Of course, you don't care about that, though. That's just my career.
I'm thinking about your career. I don't want to see you go through life a pampered, bougie princess.
Pampered, bougie princess?
I'm only telling you the truth because I care about you.
Well, you and your truth can kiss my Cartier. I'll make 2 carats. And the next time you call me a pampered, bougie princess, Julian, be prepared to throw down, homie. Right, I know that expression, too.
Allora, we're finished? A little coffee, dessert?
No, no, the check, please.
Yes, la cuenta, fast.
Benissimo.
It's il conto.
Conto, quinto, quinta, quinta. Just bring the ding-dang shit.
Me. Hello to you, too.
Is Wayne here?
No, he's taking the final exam.
Is that all anybody ever does around here? What is that stench?
Dinner.
Oh, it is a relief to see you here. These boys needed a housekeeper.
You don't say, honey.
Tell Dwayne that Whitley, Whitley was here.
Oh, wait, you're Whitley?
He's spoken to me already.
Chipmunk tells his mama everything. Shut your mouth, honey. Just close it. I'm Miss Wayne, and I'm having a dinner for him tonight, and I think he would especially want you to come.
Yes,
okay?
That's
yeah.
Great.
Uh-huh. It's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Don't be
fine.
Late.
I'm
okay,
so sorry,
bye. Whitley, y'all. Woo!
Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I have everybody's attention? Excuse me. Thank you. I'd like to propose a toast. Let's raise our bubbly to Mr. Dwayne Wayne. The man is a fine example.
Yes, he is.
That him in college can save anyone.
I beg your pardon, honey?
She's begging your pardon, Walter.
Mrs., what I meant to say was that this man, what? Why am I even talking to all this delicious food right here?
So I think my prune cobbler is warm enough. Ooh, I know it's ready.
Is that what this is? Well, I'm full. How about a stogie, Brad?
Well, I don't mind if I do.
Just love prune cobbler.
You can eat all of mine, baby.
Mrs. Wayne, dinner was delicious.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
It's truly a culinary delight. Way beyond my expectations from this afternoon when I'm... Do you need any help in the kitchen?
No, honey, just go back and take your seat. Sit down. Oh, I'm sorry. Again, she is the one.
I tried to take her off his hands.
I wish you would've.
Don't jump!
Oh, you scared me.
How you feeling?
Rotten and dreadful.
Uh-oh. What did Georgetown do now?
You think you know someone, Dwayne, and then they say these things. He called me sheltered and out of touch. Can you believe that?
Well?
Emma?
You're spoiled too.
What? That's just part of your charm, Whitley. When we first met, you asked me what my father did. When you heard the words bus driver, pew, took off like a roadrunner.
No.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You're a different person then.
Not that different. This afternoon, I mistook your mama for the maid.
You didn't. But that's okay.
No, it's not. Jillian's right. I'm a pampered princess. I need to go out there and get some life experience.
Wait a minute, isn't that what you're doing? You're staying in school another year to get the career you really want? You got yourself an internship, right?
Yes.
It takes guts.
Why can't Jillian see that?
Maybe Jillian needs to go through Dwayne Wayne's sensitivity training.
Well, I'm not going with him to Washington this summer.
You're not?
Could you smile a little more broadly? I'm so mad at him, but I'm crazy about him.
Hey, I know the feeling. It'll pass.
Not soon enough.
You know, my grandma had a saying. She said, baby love drains you like a tub, but true love feeds you like good grub. You need someone who's going to feed you, with you?
Trying to get this picture of two old geezers feeding each other cream corn.
Well, it's time for me to have a double portion of Mom's prune cobbler. If you want to get out of her doghouse, I suggest you have three or four portions.
Flowers won't do.
Mm-mm.
Symphony tickets.
Mm-mm. What are you looking at?
My little chipmunk.
Oh, Mom, please.
Oh, you're all grown up and ready to take on the universe. Look at you.
Well, I was lucky. You and Dad have been there every step of the way, making me feel like the greatest. Even when you potty trained me, made me feel like a champ.
That's because you were a champ, because you knew the pot was something to sit on and not to put on your head. You sit right on it. It's like a genius. Who are you so smart?
This is what I'm talking about.
Well, all I want for you is happiness, the same kind that I have with your father. And I want you to be a happy young man. That's all I want for you.
I will, okay? Mom. I'll be happy.
But not with that Whitley girl. She's trouble. I know it.
Believe me, Mom. I know. But, you know, maybe, just maybe she's the one.
You're just a lost, senseless lamb.
You see that? 2 seconds ago, I was a genius.
You're still a genius, but that's books, honey. I'm talking about a woman. You're crazy. Gosh.
I tell you one thing.
What?
If I get another chance with Whitley, I'm going for it.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
You go for it by yourself, honey, because I'm not going to stay around and watch you make a fool of yourself. I'm just going to go to bed. Good night, son.
I love you, Mom.
You better love me. I love you, too. But you know who I really love? That Kim girl. Think about that Kim girl, honey. She got teeth just like your mama.
Hi, Mrs. Wayne.
Hello.
Ron.
Hey, Whitley.
Dwayne, could I see you for a minute, please?
Yeah, no problem. I'll be right back.
Just wanted to tell you that when things are bad, you're there.
Thanks a lot.
To make things better. Like last night was your night, but you took time out to spend with me, and you even pushed your own things aside to consider mine. And I wanted to thank you for that. Brought you a little something for your Phi Beta Kappa.
Caviar.
Good grub for a good person.
Thank you, Whitley. How do you think this stuff tastes with chunky peanut butter?
I'm not sure. We'll have to try that.
Come on, honey. Chipmunk, it's time to go. It's time to get out of here. Your Phi Beta Kappa key is waiting.
I'm with you, Mom.
Whitley, honey, do you want to come with us to the ceremony?
Mrs. Wayne, I'm flattered. I had no idea.
I know, honey. Come on, honey. I don't want to miss a minute of the ceremony. Come on. Is it filming that camera?
Yes, ma'am.
It better be.
Oh. Hey, Whitley. You don't have to go to this thing if you really don't want to.
Oh, no, Dwayne, I want to. I really want to be there.
I know.
Come on,
chipmunk, get out of there now, boy. We're gonna miss it. Come on.
Okay, Mom. Goodness.